out of people are now rewarded for it. They call it football. The coach introduces the team. I can't tell them apart. Coach Disaster holds the microphone too close to his lips, so all we hear is the sound of his spitting and breathing. The girl behind me jams her knees into my back. They are as sharp as her fingernails. I inch forward in my seat and stare intently at the team. The girl with the arrested brother leans forward. As Heather shakes her pom-poms, the girl yanks my hair. I almost climb up the back of the kid in front of me. He turns and gives me a dirty look. The coach finally hands the wet microphone back to the principal, who introduces us to our very own cheerleaders. They slide into synchronized splits, and the crowd goes nuts. Our cheerleaders are much better at scoring than the football team is. Cheerleaders. There are 12 of them. Jenny, Jen, Jenna, Ashley, Aubrey, Amber, Colleen, Caitlin, Marcy, Donner, Blitzen, and Raven. Raven is the captain, blondest of the blondes. My parents didn't raise me to be religious. The closest we come to worship is the trinity of Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. I think the Merriweather cheerleaders confuse me because I missed out on Sunday school. It has to be a miracle. There is no other explanation. How else could they sleep with the football team on Saturday night and be reincarnated as virginal goddesses on Monday? It's as if